case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Aldi checkouts can be a bit of a stressful time.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you've really got to plan out your attack. You know, it starts at, I think, just going around the store and what order you put things in your trolley.
Oh, yeah, because that's the order you bag them.
Well, that's the order you have to put on the conveyor belt, and then that's the order that you have to bag them. And then it's always the kind of tricky situation if you've only got like a couple of items, if you try to bag them at the checkout or whether you go to the like benches and stuff. With COVID, they're encouraging more people to go to the benches so they're not just standing next to the checkout operators for quite some time. But when it comes to like your Aldi shops, what's your tactic at the checkout? Like, what do you do?
What I do is if I've got a trolley, I have my bags kind of tied to the side of the trolley, open, right? If you can envision that, the bags are open, just sitting there in the trolley, and we just put stuff in the open bags as quickly as possible.
Oh, okay. So I'm a person that just puts it all back in the trolley, goes to the benches, and then packs the bags.
See, I'm not a bencher. Well, most of the time we're not getting a lot from Aldi. Like, we rarely do a full shop at Aldi, so...
Oh, yeah, if it's only, like, a couple of things, just chuck them straight in the bag.
Yeah.
Well, this woman's tactic has divided the internet. So what she does is, like, it's her way of slowing the checkout down so that then she can pack at the checkout. And people are really up in arms on whether this is a smart, genius move or whether she's just selfish.
Okay.
Basically, what she does is on the conveyor belt, she puts each individual item about 30 centimetres apart. So it goes like the pasta, one pasta packet, 30 centimetres, pasta sauce, 30 centimetres, toiletries, 30 centimetres, and does that for her whole entire shop.
Yeah, nah.
Which is quite a lot of items. But then because she spaced them out, then the checkout person has to wait 30 centimetres before scanning between each item, which gives her time then to pick them up off the checkout and bag them appropriately.
Yeah. Are Aldi checkout people told to scan as fast as they can?
I'm not sure. I think that's just like the gist of what you want to do. And, you know, I've heard of people saying before, you can just ask them, hey, do you mind slowing down? And they will. They're nice people a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But all of us just go in there ready for a full-on attack.
Yeah.
But, this person spaces them out. So some people have said, this is really selfish and annoying. Imagine being behind this person at the checkout and watching her just put out one item. Two item, three item, when the rest of us are just heaving it onto the conveyor belt and hoping for the best. But then some other people have said, well, this is smart because, you know, it slows down the, the checkout process.
Exactly. It slows down the whole process.
But then it's faster for her in the long run because then she's not waiting to then pack after the whole checkout. She can just then leave the store.
Mm.
What do you think? Do you think it's selfish or do you think it's smart?
I think it's in the same vein of taking up two car spaces. I think it's that type of just arrogance. Very smart, don't get me wrong, but super annoying.
Oh, yeah. Very, very annoying. I think it actually like just ruins the fun of the Aldi checkout because there is a pretty good feeling when you nail getting the stuff into the bags, like when you don't need the benches and you've just nailed it and you're like, oh, look at this. And you walk out into the car park like an absolute champion. You go get a dollar out of your trolley because you've won and it's great. You get a gold coin.
You get paid.
Josh and Maddie, Power Ballarat.